It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Time now to find you a few winners with Bag of Tips now on this Tuesday across the three codes.
The Giddy Up Bag of Tips for Oz Equipment Rentals. Supplying equipment to the construction, mining and roadworks industries. OzEquipment.com.
Bag of Tips, thanks to Oz Equipment Rentals. Look them up at OzEquipment.com and the best pub in the Mallee, the Mighty Ultima Hotel. Today's wagering update brought to you by Bet365, the world's favourite online betting brand. What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Racing at the Bet365 Geelong Racing Club today. Tom Dabernick will play a major part. He's got two strong chances. Geez, his stable's on fire at the moment. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gareth.
You're having plenty of success, mate.
Yeah, we had a good day on Friday with the four winners, so that was good to see. And often when you're getting winners, you don't do anything differently, but it's amazing how you hopefully can continue them coming.
There's a little bit of controversy yesterday at Warrnambool. Everything okay? Obviously they had to take.
It was just with the obviously it's been very dry.
Yeah.
And obviously with the jumps racing, they've got to have the tracks watered to be in the soft range. And I think the back straight section of the track was a bit firm. But look, it's not easy for them, you know, with the wind and the irrigation and things. So. Look, I think as we get into April, hopefully we'll get an autumn break and the Mother Nature will do the rest.
Yeah, surely it'll rain for the May Racing Carnival. But these seasons are changing these days, so I think summer's going a little later. But, it's only, just over a month away now for the Warrnambool Carnival. And you, from a Warrnambool trainer's point of view, it's a week to shine. So how's your team looking heading towards May?
Not too bad. It'll be my third Warrnambool Carnival, and this year I've tried to sort of have my horses up and having a run or two before May. I think fitness is important with the testing heavy conditions, and obviously having horses that you know can handle the wet, which then you don't always have them in your stable, but we've tried to pencil in a few, and hopefully we can have a bit of luck. A lot of our owners come down for the week, and it's a great social event as well as a good week of racing.
Can Born to Shine upset this odds-on favourite that's been well supported in Bonotto in the maiden race over the 1300 at Geelong today?
I think she's quite a nice filly, but hasn't quite put it together yet at her two race starts. She's still been quite green. She'll travel a bit easier from a good gate at the 1300. I think she'll improve today, but probably then would like to see her going towards a mile third up, and hopefully then she'll start to hit her straps.
What about catering in the next race there and each way price?
She ran quite well last up, beaten only two lengths, and she gets Jordan Weatherly's claim, who she's also been in good form, and drops back to a 58 and back to 1500, which is a winning distance for her. So I think she can run a much improved race. This preparation, she's probably not going quite as well as she was the prep before, but she's still very fit, and I think today she should be around the money.
Do you like the way that your filly by Harry Angel and British Angel's been going about her work? Can she win in town there tomorrow?
We drew a wide gate, but up to 1400, and she does able to sit forward in a 1200. So I think she's probably got the speed to overcome the wide draw. she looks to have trained on nicely. I think she's a filly that is city class, but just hopefully first time at the 1400, they don't make it work too much early. Yeah, it would be, my only query would be the barrier.
All right, mate. So your best over the next couple of days, listening to you then.
I think catering is a small field and a competitive race, but I think she could hopefully get back into form today.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thanks. Cheers, mate.
There's Tom Dabernick there. Mitch Lewis joins us. Mitchie, how are you, mate?
Morning, Gareth. How are you today?
I am well. Bet365 Geelong. There's a few odds on favourites going around there.
Yeah, interesting. I'm going to take one on in the first race as well, G-Man. I reckon we could start there with the best bet. Now, I should put a little disclosure in it. It's a My Racehorse horse. I've got a little micro share in this number two, Ettenseal, but he's taken a long time to get to the races, and I think he's going to be better over a trip. So I'm not sure. Potentially he's a false favourite. I thought the one we could back in this race was the six, Courageous Lass. The last two runs from her have been very handy, I thought, in stronger fields. And from barrier three, Zach Spain can put her in a nice position. And I think with the fitness and race experience under her belt, she looks like a good little play there in race one to kick us off.
Courageous Lass for the Kennewell and Yeoman's camp. Zach Spain from an inside gates had good backing with Bet365. I like the way you're thinking there. I tell you what, the best part about you these days, if you've got more horses than Lloyd Williams.
I've had this one for a little while, G-Man. It came through from something at SEN a long time ago, and his take with, you know, it's good to see him finally at the races. You know what the micro shares are like. But, I think he's got the makings of a good horse, but I probably just want to see him do something first up. And I think the race experience for the others might just be a little bit sharp for him today. Okay. But he's one to follow.
All right, then. So that's Courageous Lass, race one, number six. What else have you got for us?
Well, I'm going to bookend the card, G-Man. So in race eight, the other best bet's number six, Miss Black Diamond for the Waterhouse Bot team, who are absolutely flying, trained slipper winners on Saturdays, and then a jumps double on a Monday. So they can do it all, can't they? But this horse broke its maiden a couple starts back and then jumped up in grade through some 64s and 70s. It comes right back down to a BM58 today. You know, sometimes it can be an advantage to be on speed here at Geelong, and she's going to be right out in front controlling the race as she wants, I think, and it looks a good race for her back down in grade.
Miss Black Diamond, all right, mate, go and get yourself a cup of coffee. We'll catch up with you a little later on for the midweek masterclass.
Look forward to it, mate. I'll chat to you in a little bit.
Thanks, mate. There's Mitchie Lewis looking at Bet365 Geelong, the People's Trainer. Always great to catch up with Brett Kavanagh here on Giddy Up on SEN Track. G'day, Brett. Thanks for your time.
How are you, mate?
Mate, geez, I tell you what, you've done well as a sire. Semi, your son, living with Will Bourne, aren't they just two unbelievable specimens these days when they've got some swagger going out on a Saturday night?
Like the follow them, I reckon they hold hands a bit. One bloke, they blow dry their hair and put a bit of makeup on, I'm not too sure.
Ice baths these days, saunas, unbelievable, Cav. Yeah, you won't, mate, get him back home, I don't think.
He doesn't want to come back home. I just rang him. I said, "Where come you coming home at 8 o'clock on a Friday morning?" He goes, "Oh, my mate might be playing footy and I want to go and watch him play." I said, "Yeah, right, cool. He's more important than my father."
Yeah.
Elijah Holland's having a run for Carlton, so
yeah.
No, he's got a good group. He's got a good core group of mates on board in school, and we've been lucky enough that Kieran's put up with him for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
While he's doing his law degree, so he's been pretty good.
Yeah. Do you reckon he'll ever go to become? Do you reckon he'll ever go down that track of being a lawyer? He might be Kieran's lawyer, bank manager, CEO these days.
Well, he's doing law and commerce, so he's doing a double degree. Kieran probably needs someone like that to hold his hands. Yes. So he can get a bit wayward.
What about today, mate, at Taree? Mad Harry is the favourite with Bet365. Buckley Rides. What can you tell us about Harry?
Not sure about Harry. He's got to put his hand up. He's been quite plain. I'm not too sure. He doesn't show a hell of a lot at home. I was hoping when I stretched him out of touch, it might work. Kids have had a ride on him, the apprentices. We'll eliminate the apprentice factor and put Bucko on and he'll cut him in half. And if he doesn't respond to that, well, he might be on English Digital.
Yeah, Merchant Speed. I guess he's got to find a little bit of form as well.
No manners at all.
Yes.
Come to us, didn't want to go to work, bit of a naughty boy. He's been through a few routines, bit of bull ringing, bit of jumping, had a couple of jump outs. So I just sort of bring him back to the 1,000, hope he gets to the gates, jumps, and Bucko can tell us something about him after it. So, yeah, the first two you'll be looking.
Has he got ability, even though he sounds like he's mad?
He's got an attitude.
Yeah. What about...
That's a start.
This could be an omen bet then as we go to Antisocial and race 5. She's a horse that's knocking on the door.
Yeah, look, she is. You know, the boys have had, my two apprentices have had two rides on her and she's run a couple of placings. They haven't done much wrong, but we'll eliminate the apprentice factor and put Grant on again. And yeah, look, she looked great going on the truck this morning. You know, I see Priscilla. Look, that's her best bet of the day. So that's good enough for me. Sewell's a good judge.
Yeah, are we betting?
Yeah, of course we do.
All right, I love it. Antisocial, $5. Yeah. You go and get him.
Did you say $5?
Yeah, $5. Is that good?
It was a favourite yesterday. Someone else must like one. But no, it's spot on, bang on. She should go good. She's a nice filly in the making. And she's been out of a couple of strong races, just been beaten. So with excuses, so today should be her day.
All right, mate, you go and get them. We appreciate your time as always. And you're heading to Eagle Farm tomorrow. Any winners there?
No, we'll be hoping.
Yeah. All right then, mate.
We'll be hoping at Eagle Farm. Just keep an eye on Will and Sam for me, will you?
Yeah, 110%. They've texted me. Oh, Sam sent me a video today talking about how much he loves alcohol. So there you go. But he says he's kidding himself. All right. I thought they're meant to be inspecting horses right now. So we'll wish you the best of luck. Thanks for that, Kath.
See you, bye.
There's Brett Kavanagh there. It is 19 minutes past 9. Let's see what our man Luke Hovhaneessian has to say about Tari today. G'day, Luke.
Morning, Gareth.
Are you with Cav there in race 5?
I really like the look of Antisocial. The barrier sort of put me off. I don't know how many favours he'll get from out near the car park. So, look, I think it's the most talented horse in the race. It was just the barrier that put me off. That's all it was.
All right then, mate. What are we doing from a punting perspective?
So we'll start off in race 3, number 4, Sleeping Lion. This 3-year-old gelding, he threw the race away last start when he was wayward in the straight. He led the field up, and he was beaten only 0.3 of a length, but he veered sharply to his left. So he was still green. Obviously, he still had room for improvement. He finds a suitable race here, and from barrier 6, he'll land outside the speed or in the box seat should something out wide want to rocket forward. Chelsea Holgate takes over in the saddle, and she'll give him every chance to break through for career win number 1.
All right, then. What race number is that again, sorry?
Race 3, number 4.
Beautiful. Race 3, number 4 to kick off proceedings. And what else are you doing?
And then we'll go to race 6, number 7, Oakfield Red Gum. This 5-year-old mare, she's shown great improvement at each run back from a spell, and her latest run at Wyong over the mile was strong behind the talented Gardenzio. That horse went on to contest midway grade. She carries strong form lines throughout her career, and she historically peaks when she's fourth up. The barrier draw will help her land right on speed from barrier 3, and Ashley Morgan takes over in the reins. So her heavy form's great. She can be fighting out the finish. She's around about 650 at the moment. I think that's a great each-way price.
So Oakfield Red Gum, 650 for D Lay and Ashley Morgan. That the one, race 6, number 7.
Yep, that's it.
All right, mate, you go and get them any more, or is that'll do us?
Just the two. I was a bit put off with barriers and the heavy track, so better to be safe than sorry, I reckon.
All right, mate, just quickly while I've got you here, we had a great chat to Danielle Side before. She's got associate that going to start in the country championships after winning the wild card there on her home track at Goulburn on Sunday. It's on the opening day of the championships, the country championship final. Bandy's Boy, $4. Tribeca Star, $6.50. Gallant Star, $9. A Girl's Best Friend, $10. Then Associate at $11 with the old boy, Bianca Villano at $11. Who do you want to be on early doors for the country championship? Or is it just a wait and see after you see the barriers?
I think it's a wait and see once you see the barriers. It should be a relatively decent field. And Gallant Star, you mentioned him. If he's a decent prize, I'd be happy to spec him maybe early. But besides that, I think it's a wait and see for barriers.
All right, mate. Thanks for your time as always. Good luck.
Cheers, Gareth. Have a good one.
Yeah, we'll catch up with Luke Hovhaneessian a little later on as well. He's got some results from the great tip-off with the tipsters out there. So looking forward to that. Talking about superstars, Darren Carroll, once again, he never missed yesterday. 2 from 2, and he joins us now. G'day, Daz. God bless Polly Peachum. She never looked like getting beat. Polly, girl?
No, the first one, he certainly never looked like getting beaten, did it? Got the slow sections that we wanted. The second one didn't map the way we thought it would map, but we still got the result, so we take our money there, I think, Gareth. But, yeah. The first one, she was never going to lose, was she?
Yeah, the second one, it was facing the breeze, and I couldn't quite – I went and watched the replay, and I couldn't quite remember what you told us. I thought, I don't know if D. Carroll thought this horse would be leading. Maybe I got the wrong one. It was a good effort from the lead trainer.
Yeah, the best seat there. Big horse. The other one was only a small horse. But, in the rain, it did travel well. But, it wasn't the way I mapped it anyhow. Sometimes that happens, so you get lucky.
Yeah. What about tonight at Shepparton?
Really tough meeting at Shepparton tonight. So if you played hard yesterday, don't play as hard today. So found a couple of races that I'm keen on without going over the top. Race one, number two, Wicked Mitzi. And it's the first starter for trainer Terry Gaines. She doesn't have a lot of young horses. He usually gets them going when they're older. It's only had the one trial, but I really loved its trial. It's quite well bred, looks to have good ability, and there's not much depth to this race. I think the other first starter, No Luck, goes okay, and Archie Moss showing a bit of ability as well, but those three stand out way above everything else. And, just speculative. I think Wicked Mitchie's a nice type and willing to have a punt on it in its first start. So it's Elby Ashwood, and I always like backing Elby's horses because he's aggressive off the gate. So it's the one in race one.
Has Elby been trialling these horses or...?
Yep, Wicked Mitchie's had one trial and liked its trial. No Luck trialled at Shepparton, won a trial there in good style. So they're the two first starters. But off the trials, I quite like Wicked Mitchie, and just the way it looked and the way it got to the line at Maryborough looks like it's a horse that will have a future. Archie Moss always been in the market. It's a 10. It'll probably get well backed again, but just doing a bit wrong and hangs and... Yeah, so pretty thin race outside those, so that's why I'm going the way I'm going.
Beautiful. So we get around 320 there with bet 365.
Yep. And the other one I like is a bit of a rogue, race 4, number 13, Meadow Valley Lover. It's currently 550 on bet 365. Don't rush into that. I reckon it'll get out to nearly double figures, this horse, if it, the way I think the race will play out as far as the market's concerned. Taylor French drove it last start, and it seemed to really suit Taylor. I thought it was a big run, so it caught my eye. It's a horse that's always had ability, and this is not a strong race, and just think it can make a run in the last lap and be too good late. So at an each-way price, race 4, number 13, Meadow Valley Lover. So they're the two tonight, Gareth.
All right, then. Looks like it is a tough night, really, looking at the...
Very tough night,
at the fields. Is Derek the Jet goes okay?
Yeah, love Derek the Jet, but so does Gracias. Gracias goes really good as well. So Derek the Jet has trialled really good recently as well, but you're probably going to take it, even money versus Gracias, who's also shown it's got a heap of talent as well. And, if I was having a pick one way, I'd go Derek the Jet ahead of Gracias, but I'm not prepared to have a punt on it that way.
Finozio takes on Jack there, two wonderful informed trotting trainers at the moment and drivers. Mm. Yep. All right, mate. Good on you, Daz. Looking forward. Sure. Catch a Waves heading over to WA, and so is Hot and Treacherous. So that's the Nullarbor starting to be a good race now.
And it is over distance, Gareth. So was it?
2,500, yeah. 20. Yeah. I asked Andy that. I said, I think they need to start driving him like I'm the Mighty Quinn in a way. Went over the longer trips.
What did he say?
Yeah, I think I don't know if he agrees with me, but I think sometimes he just gets too keen when they use him out of the gate.
It's all depending on barrage rules and things like that. So, I think, we've got a good couple of weeks coming ahead with those slot races. So,
yeah.
Both of them have really got great depth to them. So, outstanding.
All right, mate, you go and get them. Good luck at Shepparton tonight.
Thanks, guys.